This is John Shannon with Radio Free Galisteo. I am speaking with Sharon Eliashar, the lead of a band called Ruby Ate the Fig. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Sharon, where did that name come from, first of all?
Oh, it's great that you would ask that. Well, we're keeping it a mystery. We're keeping it a mystery. And when we would play in town, I would say, we actually had a bowl out and we would say, anyone who comes up with the best story gets a free CD.
Oh, all right. All right.
So that still goes. If you want to come up with a story of how we got our name and send it to us through our website, rubyatethefig.com, we would accept that and love that and send you a CD. So that's our answer for that.
Okay. So the mystery continues. Mm-hmm. Sharon, what kind of music do you guys play?
So we are essentially a rock band with a Middle Eastern vibe. Mm. We have musicians in our band that are really masters in their own genre. All of them are. So we have Western musicians and we have Middle Eastern musicians. And it is a fusion, as you had pointed out. Mm. We use Middle Eastern grooves and Middle Eastern modes to inform us and, you know, Western kind of songwriting sensibilities. So it's basically a rock band with Middle Eastern flavor to it. We've been described as Zeppelin and Mahavishnu riding through the desert, stopping to have tea with Grace Slick. Which we love that. Someone saw our show and came up with something like that. We're like, oh, that's perfect.
It's pretty dang close, based on the stuff I've heard already, and hopefully we'll be able to expose our audience to here in just a little bit. Where are you guys from originally? How did the band get together?
It's a great question. So the band is basically my project, even though we've been together for a while and it is a true collaboration. I was born in Jerusalem, but I was raised in America, in the desert in Southern California. And I've spent a lot of my summers in Jerusalem with my family there. So I'm both Middle Eastern and American. I moved to Santa Fe in the 90s and started studying with a classical composer here, Joseph Weber. Great composer. And he taught me so much about Western classical music, ethnomusicology. He turned me on to Jefferson Airplane, and we just studied all types of music. And basically the big gift that I got from Joe was to write who you are. And I remember we were having a lesson one day and I wanted to write a guitar concerto, and I just wrote a bass clarinet sonata. And he said, Sharon, you know, this isn't really you. You know, it's not like I grew up with classical music, you know. And he said, write who you are. If you're from the farm, write about the farm. If you're from the city, write about the city. And that was just really profound for me. I realized, yes, I'm from the Middle East, but I was raised on American rock and roll. So I started writing Middle Eastern influenced rock. You know, I started just going in that direction in the way that Jefferson Airplane actually did. They had a little departure. Grace Slick did some kind of going in that direction of Middle Eastern modes and singing. And then I met Holly Tapia Ferber, who's in the band, Ruby at the Fig. She's local. And I started studying Dumbek, which is Middle Eastern percussion, with her. Mm-hmm. And then that totally changed my life and my world completely, because then all of a sudden I had these odd time rhythms I could work with. And I thought, oh, I'm going to start a rock band and play Dumbek in it. But after studying with Polly, I'm like, why would I play Dumbek? Why not get Polly to play Dumbek, right? Mm-hmm. So I formed Ruby Ate the Fig in Santa Fe. And we had our first show at the Lodge in 2013. In this band, I'm collaborating with Mark Mann. And he's the co-producer and the guitarist and the keyboardist now. And he's very well known. He works with Danny Elfman on film scores. And he played in Concert for George. He played George Harrison's parts, which is pretty amazing. And he played with Oingo Boingo and toured with ELO and produced George Harrison's vocal arrangements. And I mean, his credentials are amazing. And he and I met, you know, around that time, 2012, and he became really interested in my synthesis And he brings the West to Ruby in a big way, as well as the drummer, Danny Montgomery, who can take these rhythms, these odd time rhythms, and really lay them out just so smoothly, with as well as with Polly.
You're about to go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Southern California?
Yes.
Is this for a new album you're putting out, or because you're just in demand in Southern California?
Well, we released a new EP, three new singles, and we're releasing another one pretty soon. So it's for that. But we also got invited to open for Jefferson Starship in Ojai.
Oh man.
So that's why we're doing it. I was like, oh really? That's so cool. So, and they're my heroes, you know. It's just like, oh my God.
It's your childhood.
Yeah, not necessarily childhood, because I missed that scene, unfortunately. But, you know, Grace Slick and that whole vibe is just so informative to who we are. And so we got invited to open for them. We're opening for them October 2nd at the Libby Bowl in Ojai, California. And actually, we got invited for last year. The concert was for last year. So we had started to set up a tour around that. We're like, hey, you know, we're not just going to do one show. So we start some tour, and then COVID hit. So everything got postponed, and we're happy that we're still on track with it. So that's in less than 3 weeks. We're excited. And then since we're out there, we're going to be playing a bunch of venues. And we also just got invited. We're going to be the headlining show at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. That's really, we're so excited about that. That's huge for us. So we kick off the tour with opening for Jefferson Starship. We play Santa Monica, Santa Barbara, Big Bear, San Diego. And then we end the tour with a show at the Hotel Cafe. So yeah, we're pretty excited about the whole thing.
It sounds like it's going to be amazing. Well, when you come back, you'll have to tell us how it worked out.
I would love to.
Okay, good. We'll get you back on. In the meantime, what song can we play of yours?
Play Breathe With Me Slowly.
Okay. Without any further ado, we'll play Breathe With Me Slowly by Ruby Ate the Fig.
It was the outside, it was nightside, the branches of the moon. You taste my music, I play you. I'm taken in too soon. The earth is digging, she is waiting for a tree that wants to bloom. And in the river whisper, our streams will be in tune. Touching our eyes on the ground.
breathe with me slowly. Tell me where did all of that come from?
You know, it's, well, the rhythm is a traditional Middle Eastern Arabic rhythm called a beledi. So musically, that's where that came from. And I've had the total fortune of being able to spend several weeks every year with the Bedouin in the Sinai Desert, just learning about their life and living in their gardens with them and listening to their music and learning about their culture. And it's really been a profound experience for me. And I remember I came back to Jerusalem where my family is, and I was speaking with my grandmother who was born there and born in the Ottoman Empire there. And I said, she said, why are you so interested in hanging out with the Bedouin? What do you do? And I said, well, I live in their garden and we get water from the well and we build fires and we have tea and we learn about this. And then we go pick fruit and then we herd the goats. And she said, oh, that's exactly what Jerusalem used to be like. So it's kind of the Bedouins in the Sinai Desert right now are still living the way a lot of people used to live in Jerusalem and in modern Middle East. So that's what the appeal is for me there. One day I went out herding with the young women, herding their goats, and we spent all day climbing the mountains up and down. They totally kicked my butt. I had really nice hiking boots on and they had little plastic Cinderella shoes and they were just going up and down like goats, these young women. It was amazing. And, you know, and they take out their books and they take out their food and they take out their flute. And it was just phenomenal. And I speak a little bit of Arabic, so I was able to have, you know, real primitive conversations with them.
You're listening to Sharon Eliashar on Radio Free Galisteo. Radio Free Galisteo is listener supported. Go to www.radiofreegalisteo.com and click on our Patreon button to become an active supporter of this podcast. Now back to the interview.
But at the end of the day, we all climbed out of the canyon and ended up meeting at the well. So all the groups of the young women came with their goats up to the well, and then all the young men, all the boys came with, you know, the brothers and the fathers, but mostly the brothers and the cousins. They all came to the well to meet, you know, their sisters or their, you know, daughters or whatever to take them home. But it was right, it was so amazing because it was right at this well where everyone was standing around the well, and it was a huge well, and it was a huge area, like a plaza. So there was like, I don't know, there was a lot of people there, and all the goats, right? But everyone's just standing around, and they're all looking at each other. And it's like, this is where they got to check each other out, right?
Yeah.
Because they're traditional Muslims, so they're not going to dances, right? So they're sitting there and she's looking at him going, oh, he's really cute. And he's looking at her going, ooh, look at her. Okay. And that's where they, so the lyric in the chorus is all alone at last, eyes touching eyes on the grass. And that's what it is eyes touching eyes. That's it. That's what you get.
Wow.
You get to just look at each other's eyes. See, you know, the women are veiled. So I mean, this is how you meet your future partner, you know. This is how you meet the woman you fall in love with, whether she's your future partner or not, but it's eyes touching eyes. So that was how I wrote the song.
That's fantastic. I mean, you really got back to I guess your core being, right? This is where you're from.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was what Joseph was saying was write who you are. That's what I'm doing. I'm writing who I am. And I was raised in America. So, you know, it's going to have rock in it.
It's really turned into a very exciting and interesting sound. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome.
We're very fortunate. We have a new player in our band named Ali Paris, who's Palestinian. Mm-hmm. And he's not on he is on the recordings, actually. He's on They Came With Stones, which is another story about the Bedouins, which if you play, I can tell you about that. That's a great story.
Okay.
So Ali is on our new three new releases, and he'll be touring with us. And we're so delighted. He's amazing. He's a beautiful guy, and he's an amazing musician, young. And he plays the qanun, Q-A-N-U-N, which is a a zither. It's a Middle Eastern zither. Take an auto harp, you know, without the pressing down, and then you pluck it. It's like
okay.
A zither. And then you change the keys, and it's he's quite the virtuoso. So the fact that he's from Palestine and I'm from Israel is lovely. We play together because we want to play music together. We're not really making a political statement, but it is a political statement in the sense of we're making music together, right?
Right. The current politics of that part of the world are of interest to everyone, and it's probably really refreshing for people to hear something other than what they get on the regular news.
Right. So, something I'll just say this one thing is that my family has been in Israel for over 500 years. Mm-hmm. And we're actually one of the oldest Jewish families there. We left the Spanish Inquisition and went there. And so my family, they lived beautifully with Palestinians and Turks and Armenians and everybody forever, mm-hmm. you know, for generations. And when I was growing up, my grandmother would say, oh, we have to go to the store and get a gift basket for, you know, our Palestinian friends' holidays. And so there was incredible coexistence there between the Jews and the Muslims and a whole bunch of cultures. And that's a very different reality growing up with that reality than just having come there from, let's say, Europe or America, where you didn't have that history of real relationships. When my grandfather died, the really prominent Palestinians came to his funeral, as well as the Armenians and the Christians and the whole thing. So I'm coming from a different history than most Israelis.
You're coming from a very, very much older history.
Yes, I'm coming from an older history. Yes, exactly.
So let's hear They Came With Stones by Ruby Ate the Fig.
Taken away, my silence will
What is the story behind this one?
So this is a story which is based on the Bedouins in the Sinai, just like Breathe With Me Slowly. And this is the story about two young Bedouin women who were going to be forced to marry these two boys that they did not want to marry. They were sisters. And this is a true story, actually. Okay. So they snuck out at night, one night, and they climbed this mountain. And they braided their hair together and they jumped off.
Wow.
Yeah, and they died. And they actually named the mountain after the girls, Jebel Banat, which is the mountain of the girls, or the mountain of the daughters. So it's a famous mountain there. So I wrote the song about that, you know, about them being forced to marry and then climbing up the mountain. But my great-grandmother, who was born in the Ottoman Empire in Jerusalem, used to take songs and lyrics and she would change them. She would sing old Ladino songs because we're Sephardic. And a lot of them were really depressing, like, you know, you are cursed if you make a meal and no one comes, if you make your bed and you can't sleep well. And she would change all the lyrics and make it positive. So I remember my grandmother telling me that she would just change the lyrics to all the songs and make them really positive. Like, you are blessed if you make a dinner and people join you for the feast. So I started doing that. So with this story, in my version of it, the girls climb up the mountain, you know, they came with stones. And the stones are to trade for the girls because the Bedouins really value stones and rocks. And so they came with stones to trade with them to say, hey, you know, I want, you know, these young women for our sons. So in my story, they come with stones and they want to trade with them. And the girls climb up the mountain and they braid their hair together. But of course, they have to have one last cup of tea and then they jump off. But when they jump off, they fly off the mountain and they land in a flash flood. And the flash flood takes them away to a new life.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then they end up in a beautiful Bedouin garden with fruit and, you know, and a new life. So that's my version of the story.
Much nicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where can people find your music?
We're on Spotify, of course. And we're everywhere. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, everywhere.
This latest EP, what's the best way to get it?
Probably Spotify or iTunes. You can download it off of iTunes as well. We're going to have it on our website as well. We'll have it posted on our website under the listen page.
Go ahead and tell everybody what that website is again.
It's rubyatethefig.com, and Ruby is spelled R-U-B-I. So it's rubyatethefig.com.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where you need to go to hear these great songs again and again and again. Final thoughts, Sharon?
Well, we're really excited about our upcoming tour. We're still in the studio. We're still going to be releasing new songs all year. So just because we're going on tour doesn't mean we're stopping to produce. And
where do you do that?
We're actually working now in a studio in Pasadena, the Mouse House, which is amazing. The engineer is phenomenal. And Mark, our guitar player, has worked there before. So we record there and we mix there. And our new release, The Tent, which will be coming out in a month or so, we're going to probably get an Aptos mix of it made as well, which is that Sensoround sound.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we're really excited about our new song that's going to be coming out sometime in October, November.
Well, let's get you back on.
Oh, that would be great.
Talk about your tour, how that went, and hear the new sound.
That would be great.
Fantastic. You have been listening to Sharon Eliashar, who is the front person and primary composer for Ruby Ate the Fig.
Yes.
For Radio Free Galisteo, I'm John Shannon. Radio Free Galisteo is a listener-supported radio station. You too can support Radio Free Galisteo by going to www.radiofreegalisteo.com and clicking on our Patreon support button. Thank you to all of our current Patreon supporters who have made this podcast possible.